welcome to another episode of Luggage, Love, and Loot. It's Soleil.
And Bree.
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a minute, girl.
Yeah, long time.
So I think the last time we recorded, we were just talking about everything that was going on, but you were telling us about your surgery.
Yes.
You had it.
I had the surgery.
Well.
Tell us. That was like over a month ago now. I had the surgery April 3rd, so my gallbladder is officially gone. The amount of gallstones I had was crazy. Mm. Did I show you the picture?
No.
When we get done, I got to show you the picture. It's like, my doctor was like, it was like shoveling gravel out of a driveway. Like, I had so many gallstones. And another friend of mine, she had her gallbladder removed like a month before I did. And she only had one gallstone. She sent me the picture. And when I sent her mine, she was just like, oh my God. So, I just can't believe that I wasn't in like excruciating pain every day based on how many gallstones there were.
God.
Yes.
Pickups the God.
Yep, because I was only in pain that one day that you took me to the hospital. It was only that one time. So, so the surgery went well. I was only, like, down for, like, a week, but not even really a week, because 2 days later I was up and,
getting
facials and
yes.
pedicures. And then a couple days after that, I had to drive an hour away to go do a notary. So, I have a hard time resting.
Yeah.
And relaxing, but
life of a grinder, man.
Yes,
what is rest?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm glad that it's done and over with. So I got to really start, getting back in the gym and eating better. And it's just so hard when because food is such a big part of my life
with your food blog,
with my food writing. So it just it's all about finding balance, just like everything else in life. You know what I mean? When I go to these different events, just doing little small tastings rather than eating a whole serving. So it's a struggle, but. That's what I'm working on.
I'm glad you're better.
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been up with you?
Girl, life. Life has been good. 2019 has been pretty good for me. The only way I can describe it is some of the things that I've been praying for years are coming to me. Some of the things I've been speaking, that I want to happen in my life are becoming more and more apparent and real. So I think the last time we were here, I was in my coding classes, and I might have talked about how, when we probably talked at the end of the year or the beginning of the year episode, just about goals and stuff, I remember we were talking about professional development, and I talked about how I wanted to expand some of my businesses and, particularly my graphic design business. And I had planned to do that later in the year, but an opportunity pretty much chased me down early on in the year, and it's grabbed my whole attention. So it's been very interesting navigating, wholly being committed to my full-time job, which I am, in social work. You can't do social work and be half doing it.
Right.
And I'm not even interested in that. So still giving them my all, but then realizing that my ticket and opportunity for full-time entrepreneurship has met me this year. So that has really just taken over my life and my time. Graphics business hasn't slowed down. I had to slow it down. I mean, Brie, I literally had people, I took a break during my six-week course for coding. And I was telling people I'm on a break right now for professional development until mid-April. I can refer you to someone, but if you can, if your project fits in the timeline, they're like, well, wait. I had about six people say that they will wait. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Right. It was a mix. So, yeah. I mean, things have been great. I just feel like God is just blowing my mind this year. I'm like, dude, you are showing off. Every time I turn around, it's something being presented to me. And I'm just like, wow. Whoa. Okay. So, yeah, it's been good. Straining and stressful just because it's so much. Kind of like how you said, it's hard to sit still.
Yeah.
Because we're grinders, so we're always going. And I feel like now's the time where I need to turn up the heat on growing. It's a season where I have to make more sacrifices and burn more midnight oil. And, whew, it's rough, but I'm getting it. It'll be worth it in the end.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What else is going on in the world?
Ayesha Curry. But I don't know nothing about that. I just know she's all over my timeline.
Oh, my goodness.
She did like something, right?
Every other person is posting Ayesha Curry memes. They're funny as heck. I didn't actually listen or watch the episode. I think she was on Red Table Talk.
I love that.
I love that show.
I binge watched it one weekend, and it was just so good. It was so good for my soul.
Yeah, and I guess she said something about, you know, her still, she I guess maybe she just wants to feel like she still hasn't. She's saying that she doesn't get, like, attention from other men outside of her husband, and it's something along those lines. So people have a lot to say about it, a lot of opinions. Some people are, you know, agreeing with her, and some, it seems like most people aren't, and they feel like, you know, why would she say that on national TV?
Yeah, I wonder what Jada's face looked like, or if Jada was like, yes, girl, like,
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, okay, if you need attention, post a picture. Post a picture.
But a couple of people also talking about the fact that she does a lot of shaming of women about certain things, about, you know, way women dress and things like that. So it's kind of like, I don't know. You know, so I'm wondering how her husband feels about the statement.
I bet you he feels some type of way. I'm sure it's causing some friction in paradise. I don't know if it's trouble, but definitely something. Because people are chattering, and it's not, like, meaningless chatter. Like, whenever they was talking about her last month and not being able to dance or something like that. This is something that is having, you know, it's having people share their opinions and their thoughts about attention and the boundaries with a marriage.
Yeah. And there's, you know, a lot of people, it's like, you know, when, if they're with their significant other, they're just like, that's the only attention that I really need, you know. So to hear her say that, you know, she still wants this.
Yeah, I would be in my feelings if I was
outside attention. And then someone shared an old tweet from her, I think from like 2011, where she was like, I'm at, I don't know if it's at the gas station or a car wash, and saying, you know, she don't want these dudes trying to talk to her. She's taken. You know what I mean? It's like, so people are like, happened? You know, she contradicting herself. Like, does she want the attention or not? I don't know.
And being a celebrity, it's just like, now you got people picking apart your marriage. Because is it because he's not giving you the attention that you need, that you need it elsewhere? Or is it because you have some insecurities and you're not stable enough, like, in yourself? I mean, look, sometimes whenever you're feeling a little rough, a little rocky, you got to do something for yourself to make yourself feel right, right?
Like getting that hair did.
You know what I'm saying? I got that little hair done. I call it, you know, breakup hair. Because I was going through a little situation. I had to do some breaking up in myself.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You know, post some pictures.
I post a picture. Stuff. You know, that boosted my little confidence on top of the fact that I didn't need the picture to do it because I already felt fly because I love my hair, but like, there's so many things I feel like we can do when we do need attention. The reality of it is we can't be mad at anyone who says they need attention. We all need some sort of attention. We need to be recognized. But find something healthy to do to get that. I mean, it's easy with social media now. Shoot, I post that picture and I'm still getting likes. I'm like, could y'all stop now?
You don't want them to stop.
I do. Because I got the response I wanted. And that picture was for somebody, and I heard from that somebody. It wasn't for all the other 400 people. It was for one person. That's petty, but it's real, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people,
you know,
mean,
like, you're, right. You're a whole celebrity. Why couldn't you just post the picture juiced up or start a hashtag movement or something, and you could have got some attention elsewhere, but
I don't know. Well, hopefully, you know, they work it out, and she gets the attention that she needs.
I hope so. See how long her bash lasts. This will probably be over.
The next week. Couple of days. I mean, something else is going to happen to where, you know. Did you watch the Met Gala red carpet at all?
I just saw people's pictures on Facebook, yeah.
Did you have any favorites?
No.
Of the costumes, I mean, are so, like, outlandish.
What was the theme? I kept meaning
camp or something, like camp something. Don't get me the line, girl.
I love Janelle Monáe just because I love her style, period. She's just so freaking cute.
Yeah.
And every time she shows up to anywhere, she just always, like, looks so poised and polished, even in this creative setting. So that's the one person. But I'm, like, just a whole fan of her style anyway.
Yeah. I like the one lady's look. I think her name is Janet Mock. She had on, like, a silver
I think it is
dress. I thought she looked really nice. Everybody was raving about Cardi B's dress. It was so much. Like,
wait, did you see the one meme where they were saying she looks like my menstrual cycle, like endometriosis?
Yeah, and there was another meme was like, Cardi B's dress was like your period on day one, and Nicki Minaj's was like day five.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Because hers was like kind of pinkish.
Was a bad.
I didn't like Nicki Minaj's dress at all.
Yeah, and it was a bad picture that I saw floating around, but I could just like. There was like a glitz, glamour, kind of old school, creative. I don't know. The guys seemed pretty dressed down, but who was
Except
it that
for
had
Billy
the?
Porter.
Yeah, he went all out.
Yeah, had the man carrying.
Was
him
it Chad that had the sequins black on? I think it was. He looked bomb.
I love Chadwick Boseman.
I think it was him. He looked good though.
He right. always does.
Okay, with he your sequins on. Never knew I could like a man that sequins.
Yeah, but I like looking at the fashions from different award shows.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just like tuned into everybody's post on Facebook.
I pretty much get all my news from Facebook. If I want to know what's going on in the world, I look on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I always usually find out what's going on, but so we have an announcement to make. Should we do the announcement now or wait till the end after we get done talking about our topics?
We can wait.
We'll save it to the end.
We'll wait.
So we have interesting lineup for you today. Well, I think it's pretty interesting. We're gonna talk about like just shaming, how people,
which you said Aisha was supposedly doing to mm-hmm. some women about what they wear or how they present themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're
low down dirty shame.
A low down dirty shame. Talking about people vacation shaming, shaming as far as different things you spend your money on, and relationship shaming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, Bree and I were talking like we frequently do a minute ago, and I had scrolled Facebook and came across a post of somebody that was going. I don't know if they were. Was it a cruise or something like that?
Yeah.
And it was like, were they going to the Bahamas or something like that?
Yeah, and some other places.
Okay, but it was like people were kind of throwing shade, like, "Oh, it's just the Bahamas,"
the person goes on a lot of cruises, and somebody else got on the post and was like, "Are these the only types of trips you take?"
Like, and so what if it is? Because
that's what they like to do.
And that's where that came from. And I think it offended me in a moment just because, like, I feel like we shouldn't shame people for their preferences. Mm-hmm. You know, traveling is no... Well, even though we give you plenty of tips to travel affordably, it's no easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. You're taking off of work. It's such an investment.
Right.
So to kind of attack someone's investment that they're choosing to make, I just don't think it's right. Like, even on those, like some of our social media groups, like Black Travel Movement mm-hmm. and Black Couples, and it's just like you see certain things and it's like, well, if I go to Thailand and I'm not riding on a tiger, then clearly I didn't have the time of my life. Like,
if you don't get on the Bali swing.
Right. Like, well, what if I'm afraid of heights? And like, I personally feel like people go out of their way to capture certain moments. Like, and I wonder, like, did you really enjoy that? Is that something you really wanted to do? Or is it something that
you felt like you had to do?
Because vacation shaming is real. Because mm-hmm. that's the trend of what you're supposed mm-hmm. to do. I don't know.
And
what
I know we
think?
Talked about on another episode, I think you mentioned it, about, it was, I think we were talking about redefining travel.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about, like, how vacationing is different for everybody. Like, and I think I mentioned on the episode about how my mom, like, for her, she just likes going to hotels. Yep. And guess where she is right tonight?
She's at a hotel.
At a hotel. That's what she said she wanted her Mother's Day gift to be. So me and my brother pitched in and sent her to a hotel. So that, to her, is like her little vacation, her little getaway where she can be alone. They got the pool there, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the DoubleTree with the chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what she likes to do. And that's what a vacation or getaway is for her. So,
right.
I mean... I don't understand. If you want to go to California, 15 times,
That's up to you. I mean, if that's what you like.
That's what you like.
then that's up to you. Or, like, when people make you feel bad, oh, you don't got no passport, you need to get your passport. Right. Like, there's 50... How many states are there? 50. Is it just 50? You know, because they be adding planets 50. And states and stuff. Since I've been in school, I be having to check. 50. I was so mad when they told me there was more planets than I had learned. I said, oh, Lord.
Then they've been changing the zodiac signs. It's always...
Y'all got to send an email about them big changes. Like, but anyway, you know,
there is so much to see within the U.S.
Yes.
And, of course, I mean, I do encourage people to get their passport because there's just so much world to see.
So much more, yeah. Right.
And there's so many people, like, even, especially, like, in Pittsburgh, like, they don't really leave their side of town or they don't leave
their
neighborhood. And it's just, like, there is so much more to life than just where you are.
Yep.
But, you know, people, I mean, you know, people are afraid to fly. They might have a fear of flying. They don't mm-hmm. want to get on a plane. You know what I mean? Or they have a fear of cruising. They can't swim. Like, I mean, I can't. Well,
you can swim now. You can finish your lessons.
That's a whole nother episode, girl. I still can't really swim. But, you know what I mean? So they may be afraid to go on cruises because they, you know, and then you hear these horror stories about, you know, plane crashes or cruises, all kind of stuff happening. So that, I think, also plays a part in it, you know, as far as that goes, too. But let people do what they want to do.
Yep. Yep. You said a key word when you said you encourage people to get their passports. And I think that's it. It's all about how you're presenting it. Like, if you're like, you know, you really should, there's so much to see. Mm-hmm. But if you're just like, you don't got your passport, bruh, like, who doesn't have their passport in 2019? Mm-hmm. Like, people will make you feel like that. You only have two passport stamps, you know?
It's always going to be something that you only been to this many countries. Oh, you only, you know what I mean? It's always going to be something that, you know, someone else may have done that you haven't done yet.
Exactly. It's like, you know. We should just celebrate the fact that people are traveling, no matter mm-hmm. what that looks like to them. If you're just traveling once a year to your family reunion, then I'm glad that you found the time to get away that one time a year.
Yeah, and I just read this. I looked at this. Actually, it was a post on Black Travel Movement. This woman who has been bicycling all over the U.S.
Wow.
And she said she left. I can't remember where she started, but she left forever with $50, and she has her dog with her.
Huh.
And she has her dog on the back of her bike thing in this little, like, cage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just saying she was amazed at the generosity of people who she came across while mm-hmm. she was biking across the country. And, you know, sometimes she also plays the violin. Hmm. And sometimes she would play the violin for people. Like, people were letting her stay with them. She would do, like, chores around the house to kind of, like, you know, get by and earn money.
That's
and
like,
it was just such a beautiful post. And I just read it. I think it was this morning.
Wow.
And she posted some beautiful pictures of her and her dog and her violin, like, just on different parts of the U.S.
Wow.
But that is, you know what I mean? And she's like, you know, she was able to get a job, I think, where she can, like, work, like, wherever
mm-hmm.
and still do her bicycling. You know, I'm just like, that was, like, so inspirational to me.
Yeah. Because it takes a lot of courage to do something like
right.
that.
Right.
And then you got people saying, like,
she don't got no car. She on the bike.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like always going to be...
I couldn't do that because I got kids. Well, no, of course not. That's not your blessing, okay? What is yours?
Right.
Find it instead of shading what she's doing.
But on that post, there was a lot of positivity. Just
good.
Like, people were just saying about like how brave she was to do something like that. But it was just amazing. Like, this woman really, like, is biking across the country and living the life that she... the way that she wants to
mm-hmm.
live it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah.
Because I think my travel this year might be more limited to, like, road trips just because mm-hmm. there's so much happening that I need to just, like, stay available for whenever these... because everything's happening so fast. But I definitely, this summer, want to go to some, like, music and food festivals. Like, I've always wanted to go to Taste of Chicago. I might try to make that happen this year. The Roots Picnic is coming up in a couple weeks in Philly, so I might just go there, and then that's my means of traveling. I might not hop on a plane. That sounds crazy to me. I might not hop on a plane for the rest of the year, but that's probably a lie. I'll probably be somewhere, because I don't think I can resist it. But I'm okay with it. And so many people are used to seeing me travel. They might be like, girl, you ain't been nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, don't come for me. You don't know what's going on in my life now.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get Soleil to come with me to Cartagena.
Oh,
I came across this, like,
came.
Great trip. So I did book that trip to Cartagena in September, so I'm super excited about that. I've been seeing a lot of people going there lately.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, it's like, oh, it's dangerous there. You know what I mean? Like that kind of, right. When I posted about it and I said, you know what? I don't let fear control my life.
Okay.
And that was that's the comment I made to, you know, somebody saying,
yeah.
You know, it's, and I understand people, you know, they just might be concerned, but I can't live my life in fear. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think, I don't know if I talked about this before. Like when I first started on Uber, I don't do Uber anymore. It was like, oh, you're going to let people in your car. You need a gun. Uh-huh. You need to do this. And I wasn't even thinking like that when I... And yep. I didn't have any problems. The same thing with me doing the Airbnb. Oh, people are going to be at your house and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, you know, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Luckily, knock on couch.
Knock on couch.
You know, I haven't had any problems. But it's just like, you know, I can't operate in fear.
In fear, right.
And so far, you know, my Airbnb, you know, experience has been great. So it's just like... You have to do what you want to do. And,
yeah.
You know.
For sure. You've actually been inspiring me to think about Airbnb now that I have my home. And mm-hmm. just every time I go into my basement, I'm like, this could definitely be
a
money maker. Right. Like, it's its own entrance. And I just need to, if I could build a shower down there,
mm-hmm.
I would be good.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I'm inspired by it. I don't know if I'm quite ready just yet, but... You know, I'd rather be inspired by someone and place my fears or my mm-hmm. insecurities on someone else. And like you said, sometimes people don't mean any harm, but there are some people who just straight mean harm.
Yeah.
And those are the shamers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the old school shamers when it comes to relationships, though. I don't know if they're like, I think they might be the ones that don't mean any harm, but don't realize the harm that it causes. Like, for me, whenever I go to my family reunion in a couple months, it'll be, you get married yet, baby? Did you get an invitation? No.
Right.
Or you ain't had no baby. I get shamed because I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many kids you got? Zero? What?
Right.
Like, wow, that's different. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well... Fine.
Right.
You know, like, so the old school, like I said, I don't think they mean any harm, but yeah. That's just like kind of our thing. Like when we get around our, you know, family members that are older and they've watched us grow up, they want to mm-hmm. know how we're progressing. And because society says having a relationship or a marriage and kids right. are so important, that's what they ask about. I'd be walking away like, I really don't. Like, dang, I'm so tired of saying this every year.
Yeah. And for some people, marriage is, and having kids is not a goal.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not something that, even me, like, I've never said to myself, I can't wait to get married and have kids.
Right.
That's not something that I even know if I want. Oh, I definitely know I don't want the kids part. But as far as the marriage part, it's like, I could take it or leave it.
Right.
It's not something that's like, if I'd never get married, I would be fine. Mm-hmm. If I got married, I would try to make that work too, but... That's never been, you know, a goal of mine. And I think I mentioned to you, like, you know, I seen this meme or whatever. It was like, you know, when you're single, they want to know, people want to know when you're going to get married. When you get married, they want to know when you're going to have your baby. When you have a baby, they want to know when you have a little brother or sister for that baby.
It's always something.
And it's always something. It's always something. So my best advice is to do you and do what you want to do in your time.
It's so true. Like, relationship status, like what you want to do mm-hmm. and how you know, if your situation's complicated or if you're on a break or if you're, you know, like so many people got so much to say about, like you said, you mm-hmm. gotta do what's best for you. That's one thing that I'm learning. Like, there's value in my tribe and what they have to say and their opinion, but the most important part is how I feel about it. And like, that's what we have to hold on to, because
mm-hmm.
someone else might be giving you advice or saying what they have to say from their own experience, which might not be your experience.
Right. And there's so many women who also who can't have children, and I've seen them mm-hmm. post about, you know, I'm so tired of people asking me when I'm going to have a baby and not knowing that they suffer with having miscarriages yeah. or different things like that. You know what I mean? And that's painful for them, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It's like, triggering,
right.
I'm sure. Yep. That's why we need to be more gentle with one another. Like, mm-hmm. you don't know what you're triggering. Like, I know I get triggered when people ask me, like, oh, you're not in a relationship yet? Mm-hmm. I'm like, these dummies. Like, you know, now you got me thinking about all the situations that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And now you could potentially trigger me to an area that I don't necessarily like going into, which is how so often so many women, you know, we question ourselves whenever situations don't work out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's something wrong with us. There are times where it's not us at all. Right. But you just asking me that, why I'm not with anyone, or that's crazy. Like, you don't got dudes lined up. No. Mm-hmm. I don't at all. And thanks for reminding me.
Right? Yeah.
That's probably sometimes, why you shouldn't feel pretty.
Right. It's like sometimes people just don't know what to say, and the best thing is to not say anything at all. People feel like they always have to say something.
You don't know and how to like, just be like, okay.
Sometimes you don't have to say anything. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Our mascot, Murphy, is interrupting us as usual. He has a big crush on Soleil.
And okay, he's been... Did you stop?
He's been, like, kissing her the whole time she's here. I mean, she does have on, like, this short dress. So I don't know.
It's not short. I wore it to work.
Murphy is a leg man, apparently.
He's looking at my leg, though. I love
Murphy. I'm like, he can't keep his paws off of you today.
So funny.
Murphy, I don't want no lawsuits, no nothing. Like
me too. Me too, movement.
Be good, Murph.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think all in all, that's just our focus. Like, shaming, like we shouldn't do that. We should celebrate what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just be okay with your opinion and your differences, but you shouldn't put someone down about it. Like, even money, you know what I mean? If I want to treat myself every time I get paid to the spa and I'm posting it and y'all think I'm spending $500 at the spa, mm-hmm. Even if I am, that's my business.
That's your business, right?
You know what I mean? Like, how about celebrate the self-care that I'm having instead of coming for me because you think I'm not spending my money right?
Right. You know, a lot of shaming comes in when it's income tax time, too. Because people are like, oh, you know, I can tell this person got their income tax, so they're buying this, this, and this, and they're going on trips, and
mm-hmm.
they're buying new clothes, and they just got their hair done, and they paid $700 for their bundles. And, well, like, always count somebody else's pocket.
Right. Don't count my coins. Mind your business.
Right.
That's pretty much the message. That's don't count my coins.
Yes.
Mind your business.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Low down dirty shame.
So, yeah. Shaming can be done in all aspects. And it's just not cool.
It's not. You know, I think the one thing we were, you know, just saying earlier, like with travel, like people work hard for that. People work mm-hmm. hard for their money. You know, the woman that might be single could be wanting and waiting for a mate. You know, somebody that's in a difficult place in a relationship could have put years and years, and you don't know what they've invested behind the scenes. Like, we respond to stuff whenever we only know in part what has happened. And I just think that that's just not fair.
And I think social media just plays such a big part in that. Because for the most part, people only post the good stuff that happens in their life. For the most part. You know what I mean? So you see, like, okay, this person got a promotion. This person mm-hmm. got an award. This person's going on vacation. But you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
And because, you know, because that's what we do on social media. We post mm-hmm. all the good stuff and not necessarily the bad stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or people won't even look to attribute, if you do post some of the challenges you have going on, they don't, like, attribute, like, oh, I'm traveling because I've been through all this. Like, the couple years that I did a lot of traveling were probably the worst years of, like, my life. Mm-hmm. Like, my niece had passed away. Like, my mom had a stroke. My nana passed away. My best cousin passed. Like, it was crazy. And all people saw me doing was traveling. But, like, that was my way of processing through some of the grief that I had been through. Mm-hmm. And I talked about the grief. It wasn't like it was no secret. But, you know, people be like, dang, you got money. Like, I was labeled money bags. I'm like, mm-hmm. y'all don't got money. I just budget well. And right. I don't have children, so I have a little bit extra money. you know, right. And I travel. But even there was shaming a little bit there, like, oh, you're going too much, like, or, you know, you got money, so you must could go. It's just not necessary. Mm-hmm. Just be happy for people.
Yeah.
Or shut up.
Pretty much.
Your business. Be happy and mind your business.
Yeah.
So, we have an announcement.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
It's a sad day.
Yeah, it is. It's a little dirty shame. Like, it's really not. It's really not.
No, but we talked about it before, I think, probably in the last two episodes, about how, you know, both Soleil and I have a lot of things that we do outside of the podcast. You know, we both work full-time. We both have several side businesses. Soleil is embarking, you know, on a new journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we just both have so much going on. And this podcast has been such a blessing to do. I mean, you know, it definitely, you know, I've been doing Soleil since we were in college together. You know, just being able to reconnect with her and record. And even when Markeisha was still a part of the podcast, just all of us fellowshipping together. And,
yeah.
And
it was like a break from everything else going on.
A break from, and I loved, you know, recording and all the different topics we talked about. We got a lot of positive feedback. But at this time, we just don't feel like we can dedicate the time and attention that the podcast needs to be able to record on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person, I'm sure Soleil is too, is like, if I can't do something 100%, I don't want to do it at all, because I feel like we've set the standard for this podcast as far as, you know, the topics we talked about and just
as
much
we have, yeah, the events, everything,
and just the love and passion we had for travel and relationships and money, financial wellness. So we just don't feel like we can dedicate the time that it really needs. So at this time, we've decided, like, you know, to take a permanent break.
It's a break, y'all.
A permanent break.
Me and Bree sliding somewhere, and we're going to do a pop-up episode. But Bree keeps telling me it's a permanent break. But just know that it's all in good, I guess, all in love. Like, there's nothing wrong with us. Right. Is everything right with us? Is everything that, I mean, I just told Bree before we start recording, like, girl, if I go back and listen to our December and our January recordings where we talked about goals and setting goals, and then we talked about the new year, I would probably be floored even more because the things that we spoke are manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we kind of really can't keep up with what God is doing in our lives.
Right.
And like Bree said, because we are, and y'all know that from listening to us, we're business women and we are very conscious business women and how we present ourselves and our standards and stuff. So for us, like, it's not fair for us to set a standard and then start to, you know, like, not be able to keep that up. Like, if you all want to hear from us bi-weekly, then we want y'all to hear from us bi-weekly. You know, we want to do everything that we do in excellence. So for this season, you never know, there might be another season, Bree.
I don't know. This is our 21st episode, y'all.
We turned 21. We legal, y'all. Ew.
You know, I would love to, of course, come back and do the podcast, you know, at a later time. But,
We'll see what time holds. But for right now, just know that we're good, but we are going to, you know, just focus on our greater aspirations.
Yeah. And so in the meantime, we're going to tell you how you can follow us individually. So on Instagram, I'm at Breelicious Bites, which is my food blog, and that's BREELICIOUS Bites. So you can keep up with me there. On Facebook, it's also Breelicious Bites. That's my food blog. You can follow me on Facebook on my notary page. It's a Breeze Mobile Notary. Or you can find me on Facebook at Brianna L. White. And I think that's it. So, Soleil, tell us how we can find you.
So, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Soleil Mead. That's SOLEILMEADE. You can also find me on Facebook at Soleil Branding Essentials. And that's it. You come to my website if you want some work done. But
I know that's right.
Outside of that, you can hit me up in the DM.
Yeah, so just know that we love you and we thank you for all your support. This has been, you know, such a great journey doing this podcast. I learned so much from Soleil and Markeisha.
Yeah, we did.
During this time. So it's been a blessing.
And it was.
I definitely don't regret it. And I'm so glad that we did it. And hopefully you guys have learned something from us. Mm-hmm. I think they have. Because when I see people, you know, they're like, oh, I listened to the podcast and I didn't know this. And then, you know what I mean? And yeah. I even, you know, my mom started listening to it and she was like really into it. So I just pray that we were able to teach you something that you can pass on to someone else. And if you ever need to go back and listen to the old episodes,
yeah,
of course,
they'll be there.
They will be there. So it's a sad day, but I'm excited for all that God has in store for us.
Yeah,
and so I'm sure you'll be seeing us around and hearing from us.
Mm-hmm. Seeing some selfies that we're taking. Fridays are for friends.
Yes. And so we'll be posting on our social media also, I guess, you know, how to keep in contact with us.
For sure.
Outside of the Luggage Love and Loot page. But we love you guys and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll be able to come back one day when we're not so busy.
Sometimes you gotta wait for the next season to come now.
That's true.
You have been trying to wait for the next season of All-American to come out.
Yeah.
You know,
never
know.
Waiting. Never know.
We'll see then.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Until later.
Bye-bye. See you next time.